something that I, as your 2 Corinthians, if you have your Bibles or your Pew Bible, if you want to turn with me to 2 Corinthians, that's our scripture today. And while you're doing that, I want to lift up something. I don't know if you remember last year, but during Palm Sunday and Easter, we invited each of you to bring your cross, a special cross of yours, and place it on the altar. And we're going to do that next week. So make sure you bring, if you have a special cross that you keep handy and you want to lift up, and it'll focus us in on the altar and what God is doing in our lives. And so we'll do that during the service next week. So make sure you bring your cross, your personal cross. And if you don't mind, leave it there through Easter and then pick it up on Easter or, you know, after that next time you're in worship. All right? So 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Now, if you are not familiar with the Bible, the rest of us need to help you out. So where is 2 Corinthians? Old or New Testament? New Testament. So we have the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John in the New Testament. And then what's next? The book of Acts, and then the book of Romans, right? And then 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians. So please turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, beginning with verse 7. Once you find that, please close the Bible on your finger and stand with me if you would. Let's raise those Bibles high above our heads and say this loud and proud today. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Please remain standing with me as we read together verses 7 through 11. The Apostle Paul says, "But we have this treasure in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be made visible in our mortal flesh." Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. When I was about my boy's age, my mom and dad bought a pickup camper. And we were so excited we could hardly stand ourselves. At least us kids were. My sisters, proudly I can say they were 7 and 9 years older than me. But anyway, we were pretty excited about it. And the five of us, plus our dachshund Hans, would go with us on our vacations. Now, we would do this right after school was let out for summer break because mom and dad were both teachers. And dad was manager of the swimming pool, so we had about 2 weeks in there that we could disappear and go off on vacation before dad had to be back for the city pool. And one year we went to the Rocky Mountains, and just a gorgeous trip. And I'll never forget, we were at the this campground, and we cleaned up, and it was the day we were heading up to Pikes Peak, so we were really excited about it. Never been on the mountain before, or any mountain for that matter, before. And so we cleaned up camp as fast as we could, and we hopped in the camper. Now, in those days, the three of us kids rode in the camper. Now, I know that's not supposedly supposed to happen today, but I have to admit, we loved it. It was a lot of fun back there. And plus, the pickup only had one seat, so, you know, Mom and Dad rode up there, and we were going along, and pretty soon we noticed that Hans wasn't around. And, you know, our dachshund. And so we looked around and no Hans. Yeah, you're right. No Hans. And So we hollered through the window at Mom and Dad, and they said, no, he's not up here. And so we were looking for him all over the place. No Hans, right? And Dad happens to look in the rearview mirror, and there's Hans. Running as fast as he could with those 3-inch legs, you know? But to this day, we praise God that we were going up the mountain instead of down, because it probably wouldn't have been a pretty sight otherwise. And he was pretty beat up at that point, even though he was keeping up pretty good with those little 3-inch legs. But, you know, as I considered this story of our dachshund Hans, I had to wonder how many times that poor dog has been a metaphor for my life. How many times has that poor dog been a metaphor for my life? My neck being stretched and I'm just moving my feet and my hands as fast as I can to keep up with life.